Blog Talk Radio.
Shows have been going through and some haven't. BT Dub, if you're listening and you've been following my spiritual hour shows, then you guys know that the supportful thing I've been using, in fact, they closed my ticket out. I guess I cussed way too much and they didn't like that. I don't know if anyone got any refunds, but I went ahead and I donated the same amount that I had collected myself from my own just to get it over with. So thank you for your donations, and I hope they came back to you, because I don't know where the fuck they went. So today we're going to concentrate on something that not a lot of people are, even when they hear it, they're really not believing it. They don't want to believe it. They're not paying attention. So while you're busy with politics, Facebook, world disasters, and Trump's bullshit, what's happening behind the is one of many things. So if anybody's been following some of the shows that we do on here, I don't want to call this a conspiracy because this is actually happening, but there are a few things dancing around this on this show also that we'll bring up that kind of sounds like a conspiracy as well. I've tried to find information on it. I did it one time and then it just fucking disappeared. So if y'all have any info on this or you have something to bring to the table, don't hesitate to chime in. We have our chat open as well. This is a weird time to do a show, I know, on a Saturday, but here we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring up a few things, and I'm going to tell everybody what's going on, and then we're going to let bygones be bygones, because I only chose 30 minutes, because I'm trying to do this under the radar. So while you're busy with all the shit that's happening, if anyone's taking medications or your family members do, and you've noticed that they're not getting the help that they need from the doctors, well, there's a reason. For the past couple years now, and Rick Scott, if you're in Florida, you can see this piece of shit. He has signed in bills or whatnot. So basically what they're going to do is they're not just going to take people who are illegally using opioids and, you know, and getting rid of that problem. They're just going to stop giving you your medication that you need. So there's an estimated 20 to 30 million patients suffering from intractable chronic pain. This means we'll never stop. Most of whom require opiates 24/7 to help manage their pain. Best practices and standard of care for these patients would entail a long-acting opiate and a short-acting opiate for breathtaking pain, or, you know, for to actually break through the pain. Presuming each prescription is for a 30-day supply, it would take 480 million to 720 million opioid prescriptions to meet the needs of this segment of our population. The last number we saw posted of legal opiate prescriptions paid was 2016, and that was 215 million. So we entered 2017 anticipating fewer than 30% of illegal opiate prescriptions being filled at this or lower levels going forward. These figures strongly suggest that of the 100 million plus of chronic pain patients and an untold number of patients dealing with acute pain would lack any opiates available for treatment. The DEA has proven that it's been beliefs and opinions and other non-factual reasons that help the agency make decisions and take actions have little to nothing to do with the reality of what opiates-controlled substances are. in fact, needed by those who have a valid medical necessity. The DEA is setting up a system to systematically deny tens of thousands of people the medications that they have valid medical necessity for. In my mother's case, been on Soma longer than I've been alive. That's her bread and butter. That's how she continues to strive to live every day. And then she takes her pain pills, which she doesn't overuse. She's not addicted, none of that. They decided to take it away from her, and she had to change doctors several times just for them to tell her, the government does not care that you're in pain. We're not allowed medicine. Life-saving medicine my brother takes for his seizures and whatnot, they're planning to take. In fact, they don't hardly give him medicine to help him. He's in desperate need of stuff they will not give to him. I'm lucky. I'm on medical marijuana. I have taken the power out of doctors and the government's hand, and I have taken it for myself. But guess what, guys? We're not done here yet. Your weed is not safe either. So we've got people who overdose using illegal opiates and other substances are increasing dramatically, with the typical OD having 4 to 7 different substances in their toxicology. Of the 64,000 claimed OD deaths, 33% have nothing to do with opiates. 15,000 are from NSAIDs. 35,000 are from illegal opiates substances, and the remaining are from legal prescription opiates and may have been obtained illegally, or illegal opiates used to commit suicide. You think that's bad? Just wait until your poor family member, your ma, your grandma, can't get her medication and she takes her fucking life. Yeah. Thank you, government. You fucking piece of shit. Somebody send that guy a bag of shit to his house on fire. Like, seriously. This shit pisses me off, because people are going to die. They're going to die in pain because of this shit, because of the government. White people in power, let me tell you. They're going to do everything they can to fucking coal America, and that means getting rid of the sick and needy and poor. Don't worry, we're not done yet. Let's see. According to our current and past surgeons general, all addictions are a mental health disease and not a moral failing, and we have been fighting the war on drugs for nearly 50 years. It is a time for the DEA and others to stop attempting to reinvent the war on drugs wheel. Over and over, this is never going to stop. Eventually, they're going to be shooting us, just like where is it? Where are they? What is that? The Dominican Republic or the Philippines or some shit? The fucking president of whoever is killing people over weed? That shit. Just wait. We're headed there. So, setting up an ever-limiting supply of opiates will do nothing to slow the use and abuse of the illegal opiates that are flooding into our country from Mexico and China. It will do just the opposite. It is time for the DOJ and the DEA to reverse their 1917 declaration that opiate addiction is a crime and not a disease, and allow prescribers to treat all patients, regardless of their medical needs, without consequences from the DEA and DOJ. Most of all, these patients are a protected class under the Americans with Disability Act and Civil Rights Act, and further restriction and denial of access to medically necessary medication, because it's a discrimination under those acts. Now, they're not only doing this, but they're pushing everyone towards medical marijuana. And after that, after they get everyone off of these pills, and this is what they're going to do. The pharmacy told my mom, and they've been 5 generations now, they're going to lose their business. A lot of people are going to die. They're only going to give medication for pain to people that are dying with stage 4 cancer and shit like that, and then it's going to be first come, first serve. They're starting with Florida, and this is how they're going to carry out with the whole thing with every state. They're using us as the teaching state, I guess you could say. They're going to start here, and they're going to move it on up. But here's the thing. The federal government, if we do not get weed off Schedule 1, the federal government is going to take away medical marijuana too. If you think your rights and privileges are safe because you're white, because you're whatever, because you're an American citizen, you're fucking wrong. We have a foul taste of freedom. This is land of the greed and home of the slave. So don't you fucking forget it. Y'all need to get out and vote. I don't want to hear that votes don't matter. because they fucking really, it really does. And believe me, guys, you know, Pete Buddha butt fucking plug guy, the only reason he beats other people is because Republicans vote for the person they think is going to lose against who they want to win. And that also takes your place for the Electoral College, which needs to be abolished, if you ask me. We, the people, should be the ones speaking, not fucking rich assholes getting their pockets lined by Russia. Since we're on that, oh, and it's other countries too, it's not just Russia, but Russia did put Trump in, so don't you fucking forget it. I don't even know if this episode is happening, like... I hope it is. Hold on. Call my number really quick. Because we are already 18 minutes left. 323-870-3307. 3307? Yeah, 3307. I just want to see that it's working before I continue. It doesn't show that you're even call. Okay, let's see. Can you hear me? Perfect. All right, great. Sorry about that, guys. Lately, it's been really crazy. Yeah, I'm having to do extra shit just to fucking get anything out on the radio. So I'm sorry for my absence. While we're bringing up this bullshit, I firmly believe the coronavirus was on purpose to stop the Chinese probes that have their own revolution. If you ain't been paying attention, you fucking should. Also, we got news from over there in Japan. There are more people infected, not just in America, but in China too, than they're getting out. And there are more people that are here infected than they're telling us as well. So y'all need to sanitize, be safe, fucking do what you gotta do. Get your fucking flu shot. I don't know if it's gonna work for that. Be proactive. But while we're on that shit, and nothing's on accident, and this was the way for them to get their citizens to stop their bullshit and to listen to the government. Speaking of listening to the government, I don't know if anyone saw this, because it wasn't in the fucking news, and if it was, it was very short. I saw it one time. French police now believe the murder of the Chechen blogger who vocally opposed Putin was politically motivated. At first, they were like, well, he got stabbed over 100 times. It was a suicide. Okay. Imran Aliyev was found dead in a French hotel room last Thursday. He is 44, had been a critic of the Chechen leader, Ramzan Kadyrov. I think I said that right. Kadyrov. That's a weird word. I think it's Russian. Let's see. They had him under police protection because threats came out of Russia towards him over his opposition in the blogging. And he was accompanied by another Chechen. They have tentatively identified based on his travel documents. And the identification could be a case of mistaken identity or even a legal alibi. They cannot determine anything at all until they have spoken with the man they believe is an important witness. It was a high-profile murder, really, and is a dissent living, who was in dissent living in Europe in recent years. Rights groups say that the killings are a warning from Moscow. So, criticizes Russian protege and Chechen Ramzan Kadyrov. That's fucking scary. Now, just imagine if Trump had that kind of power, which he wants. He wants to do that kind of shit to anyone who speaks out against him. Like, today, did you hear about how they voted to limit his power? Including 8 Republicans came out and voted with the Democrats to limit Trump's power. Did they ever do that to Obama? I don't ever remember Obama having his power stricken from him and limited.
No.
And when was the last time you saw Obama being asked to stop tweeting by his own attorney general?
No.
We've got some serious corruption here in the U.S. of A, people. We need a mass uprising, and we need some people to just be straight taken out. I'm going to name someone off the top, you know, Trump, that orange piece of shit. Come and get me if you guys want, because I'm tired of your bullshit. Either fucking kill me or let me have a radio show. I'm tired of shit. I say whatever the fuck I want. I pay for the shit. I say whatever I want. It's what I want. So until this piece of shit who has gotten me banned from Twitter several times, he wants to stop me from talking, you just come right on over and make me, you fucking orange dotard piece of shit. Now, is there anything else in the news? Did I miss anything while we were fucking busy? Because I feel like pharmaceutical shit is very important right now. And also that medical marijuana that's on a federal level. We need to stop this fucking tyranny. As my mom said, we are in tyranny. Y'all need to wake up, vote. Fucking be proactive, goddammit. Do fucking something. Vote with your dollars. Stop shopping at places who support Trump. There's like a list of it. Google that shit. If you love your country, you will fucking stop. Like, no one gives a shit. Really. Like, no one gives a shit. Y'all are just big time sheep. But thank you to everybody who does listen. And I hope everything turns out okay for everyone, honestly. Even for the Trump supporters, I mean, you know, I hope they lose just as much as we do when he takes everything away. But that's the tea, y'all. Bye. God, getting a fucking radio show out is so hard.